Today, the Obama administration sought to strengthen the government's bargaining position at the Copenhagen Climate Treaty talks by issuing a long-awaited finding that carbon dioxide, methane, and other greenhouse gases are an endangerment to public health. Proposed last April, the Environmental Protection Agency's endangerment finding drew 400,000 public comments. It allows the EPA to proceed toward regulating emissions from coal-fired power plants. EPA Administrator Lisa Jackson says the rule is the next step in complying with a Supreme Court ruling that says greenhouse gases can be regulated as pollutants. That ruling came down in 2007 and was not acted on by the Bush administration.
This administration will not ignore science or the law any longer. Nor will we avoid the responsibility we owe to our children and our grandchildren. Today, I'm proud to announce that EPA has finalized its endangerment finding on greenhouse gas pollution and is now authorized and obligated to make reasonable efforts to reduce greenhouse pollutants under the Clean Air Act.
Jackson was vague about any deadlines for further action. She said action by Congress would be preferable to regulators moving ahead on their own, but she stressed that in her view, it was not an either-or situation, and the EPA has clear authority to make the finding and to enact regulations. But more legal action could hold up the works. The American Petroleum Institute was quick to put out a press release saying the Clean Air Act was never intended to regulate climate warming, and such EPA regulations would harm households and business.